Welcome to the Tipping Point Show. I'm Jimmy Evans. On today's program, I have a special guest back with me again. Pastor Billy Crone is the senior pastor of Sunrise Bible Church in Las Vegas, Nevada. In addition to being a pastor, he's also a gifted author, conference speaker, and teacher. He's written many books on the end times and produced many documentaries. And today we're going to be talking about his book, Klaus Schwab, The Third Reich. Billy, it's an honor to have you here.
Hey, thank you, Jimmy. Great to be on.
Well, you always kind of blow our minds. And so, you know, yep. At the prophecy conference, you had everybody, you know, just kind of wowing. But you get into this information, which I personally find is just intriguing.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about Klaus Schwab because, you know, a lot of people have heard about him, the World Economic Forum, that these are bad people.
Yeah.
I mean, from any perspective you want to look at it, that these are bad people, but they're end times people.
Right.
So let's just start with him. Who is he? What are his family connections?
Klaus Schwab, of course, is he's the founder and the CEO of the World Economic Forum.
Right.
People have probably heard about that as well, the World Economic Forum. A lot of the global elites and politicians and world leaders join him every year for his meetings in Davos, Switzerland. And but people don't realize what he's up to, and they certainly don't understand his background. If people are, he's pretty much in the media, but they don't know the background. They'll notice that when they see him, they're going like, this guy almost looks like, you know, Dr. Evil or something. All he's missing is a cat,
really,
you know. But if you trace the trail of this guy, he really is up to evil. And frankly, he could be called Dr. Evil. And I'm not joking on that. Because if you trace the trail, he speaks with a German accent for a reason. I say the only thing that he's missing is not a cat. The only thing he's missing is a swastika and SS on there.
Wow.
And that might sound harsh, but that's why we say Klaus Schwab and the Third Reich. If you trace the trail, and by the way, you're going like, well, how come we haven't heard this connection with Klaus Schwab and dare I say, with Hitler? It's because the internet has done a very good job of scrubbing it. And so you got to really dig deep to find it, and we did. But if you trace the trail, Klaus Schwab was born in Ravensbrück, Germany. And his dad owned a factory there in Ravensbrück and in Germany. And then not only that, that factory helped to make munitions for Hitler. In fact, it was such a, quote, by the Nazis, deemed a great factory that it won awards from the Nazis, like as a model factory. In fact, as a, quote, model factory for the Nazis. And this is Klaus Schwab's dad, Eugene, and they not only made armaments, but they used slave labor.
Wow.
Including POWs, in which you look at it, and that adds a little bit of a historical context, I believe, to Klaus Schwab's now infamous phrase that people kind of laugh at, but he's deadly serious about this, that his goal is to bring to the planet, you'll own nothing and be happy. You know, like slave labor.
Oh, yeah.
And so we trace the trail that it's definitely connected with Hitler. And then what we do is I go, wait a second. Okay, so he's got this German accent. I had my suspicions did he really have ties with Hitler because he's acting like that, like a megalomaniac like Hitler right. was and things of that nature. And then I'm going like, well, wait a second. Let's reintroduce ourselves into the Third Reich. Let's find out what Hitler was really up to. If he could have pulled it off. He didn't get to pull off his global domination. But what was it like? And it, Jimmy, it blew me away. I couldn't believe it. Hitler basically, he came at a time of crisis, an economic crisis. He rose out of that crisis. Hitler, believe it or not, then proceeded to, out of that crisis, take control of the government, the schools, the media, the entertainment at that time, which was movies and radio. Okay, he took over the medical industry. He took over the science industry, again, the education, all of it. He took over the transportation industry. And then he began to promise everybody utopia, a thousand-year Reich, if you'd let him do this new regime, this new Third Reich. And then he even promised people that he was, believe it or not, this is in print, that he was going to get rid of pollution. He was going to save the animals. He was going to save the tree. They had this Reich Forestry Service, which the animals and the trees the Germans taking control of became an excuse to take away private property and things of that nature. He even promised transportation. Reminds me today with the electric car. We're pushing that you got to get an electric car and save the planet. He even pitched that not only with the Autobahn that's still there today to redo the transportation system, but everybody was going to have a car, which back then was a big deal. He called it the people's car. And you know what that is translated in German? Volkswagen.
Right.
That's where he had Volkswagen. That was the people's car. He promised the world the utopia and all that stuff. He was also influenced by evolution and obviously with the eugenics program. Eugenics means you in the Greek, good gene, good genes.
Right.
And so then on top of this utopia, it was also a utopia to create a super race, an Aryan race, a pure blood race. And that's why he started with the Jews. It wasn't just because he was anti-Semitic, he was. But if people do the research, he believed that the Jewish people were close to pure ape. And that and they were at the bottom of his evolutionary list.
Wow.
Now, if he would have made it and continued, then he wasn't going to stop at the Jewish people. Most people don't get this. He was going to then go to the black African races, then the Oriental races, and then the Slavics, and on and up until he was left with this pure race, and they would all be a part of this utopia that he was building. That was the Third Reich. It's imprint. That's what it is. Now, if your listeners and viewers are paying attention, all that I just described, if you do the research, is exactly what Klaus Schwab is bringing to the planet. All he did was take the Third Reich and changed it and called it the Fourth Industrial Revolution, or the Great Reset. And what I'm saying, based on the research, you need to call it for what it is. It's the Fourth Reich. This is what this guy is up to, and this is the missing piece that people need to get.
Well, these are powerful people that go to Davos, Switzerland every year. The elite, President Biden, has gone there every year. He's been one of their keynote speakers.
Yeah.
So talk about the World Economic Forum. What is the World Economic Forum?
The World Economic Forum started in 1971 by Klaus Schwab and his wife, Hilda, at the time, which, by the way, it's a family adventure taking over the planet because his two kids, Klaus Schwab's Nicole and Olivier, they also work, including his wife, Hilda. They all work with bringing the planet, and they all have a goal. They want to institute this by 2030. I just got back from Europe. I was in Ireland, Scotland, Italy, speaking over there. And over there in the airports, over there, it's 2030. It's the big date. It's being advertised everywhere.
Wow.
This is the time when the planet's going to be reset. It's going to be wonderful. So the propaganda is out there. This is their goal. But they're out there working. And it isn't just themselves. Since 1971, the World Economic Forum is basically not just a think tank, but it has been a means of which to pull in and groom and create the new world leaders who will go along with this agenda to basically take over the planet and usher in really what's called should be called the Fourth Reich. And they have what's called, since then, so you basically got 50 years of educating, grooming new leaders. But if you look at it, and they're not hiding it, you can go to the World Economic Forum's website. Also, they have a YouTube channel. But if you look there, they have the Young Global Leaders. And they even have a searchable database. When it goes there, it pops up. The first thing is you can see this year's candidates, hundreds of them, or just see who also has been on there. And if you just start typing in some names, it will blow you away.
Wow.
You mentioned Biden. Biden told us that he was working for Klaus Schwab in the World Economic Forum. He's been groomed by them. The reason why we know is because what was the campaign slogan that Biden ran on? Build back better.
Yeah.
He even mentioned dark winter. You know where those come from? Straight out of Klaus Schwab.
Wow.
So then if you look at the interviews with the world leaders, including people like Trudeau in Canada, Macron in France, all over the world, even the latest guy that is the current prime minister of England, okay, Sunak, I believe, guess where he's from? The World Economic Forum.
Wow.
It's all tied together. So Klaus Schwab has taken the World Economic Forum for the last 50 years. He's groomed leaders to go along with his vision, megamaniac, taking over the planet, the Fourth Reich, and now he's got him in positions of power, okay? And then what he admitted on tape was he took 50 years, he groomed all these guys. They're not hiding it. They're in every major developed country, including our own. And it isn't just Biden, by the way. And it's both sides of the aisle, Democrats and Republicans. And people need to wake up.
That's right.
We're being lied to. Okay. But they sold their souls to, dare I say, the devil, Klaus Schwab, in this Fourth Reich. And basically, they got them all in place. And Klaus Schwab admitted, we got everybody in place who's going to do our bidding. We need a trigger. And he said that the COVID-19 crisis was the trigger. Right. He admitted it. And that's why he keeps saying very bluntly, you will not go back to new normal. This is our excuse to put this into play, okay? And it's by 2030, we're going to reset the planet and basically translate it for what it is. They're going to take over the planet.
Well, so you talked about this at the conference a little bit. What they have done through the COVID-19 pandemic, which you call a plandemic.
Yeah.
And so what they have done is basically reorder the world.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is a different world than existed before.
Right.
And so now, one of the things that, for example, people look at, and what was a big issue in the last election, was the border. is in the open border. The Biden says the border is great, and we have people pouring in. They do not believe in sovereignty, in national sovereignty.
Right.
They want they're globalist, and what they want to do is this is a thing. I think a part of the format or the agenda of the World Economic Forum. They want to bring America down. Is that correct?
Yes. In fact, they're not hiding it. I said, like the one guy said, evil loves to brag.
Yeah.
And these guys aren't hiding it. Again, I encourage people, go not only to the World Economic Forum, go not only to the Young Global Leaders website and find all the people you want. You're going to be blown away at who's involved and who's been groomed by Klaus Schwab and the World Economic Forum. But they also have a YouTube channel. They got their own YouTube channel. This event that they call the Great Reset, which is basically taking over the planet, the Fourth Reich, it has its own YouTube channel. And if you go to the Great Reset YouTube channel, it clearly tells you their big planks. Not only, again, the infamous phrase by Klaus Schwab, treating us like prisoners of war, POWs, slave labor, you own nothing to be happy, which really what it is they're going to own everything, and no, you're not going to be happy, that's how they pitch it. But they specifically say it. I'm going like, how is this not a national security issue? And they advertise it for the whole world to see. I'm not making this up. It's not a conspiracy theory, but they literally say this, and America will no longer be a world superpower. That's one of their planks, along with you'll own nothing and be happy and eat less meat and all this other stuff. It's like, wait a second, how come the government's not going like, we got people trying to take down our country? Because the people in our government are a part of it.
That's right.
Current administration. And I try to provide this point of clarity. It isn't just Biden's making dumb decisions. He is. He's not just making dumb decisions. He's making deliberate decisions to destroy the economy of America specifically, because that's the plank, one of the planks, the eight planks of the Great Reset. America has to come down. America specifically, even economically, has to come down, because we're the dollar reserve. We're the backbone of the world economy.
Absolutely.
So if you're going to crash the world economy to reset it into a cashless society and a biometric system, which is what they want to do with the Great Reset, you have to take America down, and they're not hiding from it. And so I tell people, listen, Biden is doing this on purpose. We knew that with the slogan, Build Back Better.
Yeah.
Build Back Better means crush and destroy and rebuild into the Great Reset, the Fourth Reich. But he also told us that from the very first day. What was the first thing he did when Biden got in? He shut off the pipelines.
That's right.
Now, that's a dumb economic thing to do.
Sure did.
Why would you do that?
Yeah.
And it has nothing to do with the environment. Knowing that, and then from that day forward, he began to do things that actually harm our economy. And he hasn't stopped. That's why the inflation is going through the roof. That's why the interest rates have gone up. They're doing it on purpose to destroy. The reason why is because Klaus Schwab, he's got the guys around the world through the World Economic Forum the last 50 years in place. He's basically taken Hitler's Third Reich, reformulated, repackaged it. It really needs to be called the Fourth Reich. He calls it the Fourth Industrial Revolution, the Great Reset. COVID was the global panic that created the trigger, and that's the point. You need, in order to change the global scene, you need a global crisis. It's the old axiom, right? You create a global crisis, then you can manage the global outcome. Well, and if you trace the trail, which we did, that also came from communism. That's how communism keeps taking over areas. So you create a crisis, you manage the outcome. And so COVID was the trigger to institute this. This is why the last 2 years, and they used COVID, by the way, as an excuse to bring in the mail-in ballots, because there was no way Trump was ever going to lose. No way was he going to lose. So they had to really cheated with Hillary too, but I don't think they realized how much Trump was going to squeak by and make it in. But they had to really pick up the cheat. So COVID not only became the trigger to create a crisis to begin to hurt the world's economies and America and for other reasons, but it brought in the excuse for the mail-in ballot. They had to get Trump out, who was a nationalist, who was making decisions that was making our economy absolutely free, independent. We were, for the first time, we were energy independent. You can't have that if you want to crash the world's economy.
Right.
So there was a multitude of reasons for the COVID thing. One of them was to bring in the mail-in ballot, because you had to get Trump out. They got their man in. We know he's the man because the Build Back Better and every decision he's made from day one is to do the bidding of Klaus Schwab, is to purposely destroy the economy of the United States. America has to come down if they're going to reset it in their image.
Well, thanks for watching this interview. I'm Mark Hitchcock, filling in for Pastor Jimmy while he's in Israel this week. And to see this full interview and much more End Times content, visit endtimes.com and sign up to become a member today. If you are a member, visit endtimes.com to see the full interview with Billy Crone. To hear more from Billy Crone, visit his website, getalifemedia.com. I'll see you next week.